Hi there, my name is Susan Ibach and I want to show you another neat little tip for working with Visual Studio. Today I want to show you the Developer Assistant for Visual Studio. This is an extension that you can install for different versions of Visual Studio. There are versions for, you can see here, we've got versions for Visual Studio 2012, 2013, and for 2015. So you simply install the appropriate edition depending on the version of Visual Studio you're working with. So how does it work? Well, you're going to love this if you're the kind of person who likes code snippets. So for those of us who love to copy and paste other people's code examples to make our lives a little bit easier, you're going to like this tool. So let me go over here to Visual Studio 2013. And imagine I'm writing some code that needs to connect to a database. Not an unusual scenario. Maybe I know I'm working with SQL Server and I need to work with a SQL connection. Well, the moment I type in SQL connection after you've installed the Developer Assistant and restarted Visual Studio, you'll notice something extra popping up inside the window. Specifically, what you're going to see is this new option here, along with our usual IntelliSense, saying, how do I? This is a way of searching for code snippets without leaving Visual Studio. So if you can't remember a syntax of what are the parameters for a SQL connection or how do you open and dispose and close a connection and execute commands, you can use this to help you find code snippets without having to go off to a separate browser window. So let's try it. I'm going to use that keyboard shortcut, Control-Shift-F1. So I'm going to go back to that SQL connection here, Control-Shift-F1, and up pops this How Do I window. I'm just going to zoom in for a second here. And I'm going to type that I want to do maybe a SQL connection. Or maybe I want to just say that I want to connect to SQL Server. You don't have to write your request in code syntax. You can actually type a phrase like, I want to convert from text to string or something like that. And when you enter the value, it'll actually read the phrase and do a search for you and bring you back code samples from places like Stack Overflow, MSDN Help, and Code Project. So you can see here, this particular one came from Code Project. I can see there's some more here that came from Code Project. Apparently a lot from Code Project here. Here's one from MSDN and so on. So you find one you think is going to be what you need. So here's an interesting one. It's got the whole syntax of the connection string for me, and it's got my command. So if I find one I like, of course, I know any programmer will now want to copy and paste. Luckily, the people who built this tool know that as well. So I can just click on this nice little copy button over here. It'll copy those contents to the clipboard and I can paste it into my code. So I'm actually going to do that now. So I'm going to click on that copy button and I'm going to go here and I'm just going to paste that right into my code. So suddenly there's my connection string and I just need to change my username, password, server, and change the command that I want to execute against the database. Now, maybe I can't remember how to do my execute reader or something like that as well, or I have other things that I need to do. Maybe after I read the data, I want to write the data to a file. I can still use that Control-Shift-1, but you might also notice, after you install the Developer Assistant, a new box or combo box, search box, I guess, in your toolbox. And that's up here under Code Samples. So I can say, I want to write to a file. And if I hit enter, it will actually come back and bring me back search results, showing me maybe if there's some MSDN sample projects on how to write to a file, or if there's some GitHub projects on how to write to information to files, or straight code snippets of how to use the StreamWriter to write to a file. So again, really neat way. So and code snippets or sample projects that I can just go grab to find the code examples that I need, without having to go open up a browser. So it just basically opened up an in-browser window right inside Visual Studio. Now, let's say I have a typo in here somewhere. Let's say, I'm trying to think of a nice simple typo to give you. Let's just say I forget to put my brackets after one of my declare a new variable. So of course I get, you know, one of those little error messages at the bottom complaining because I basically forgot my parentheses. I just need a compiler so I can show you another feature of Developer Assistant. What you can do is down here inside the error window, so I can see I've got an error message there. What you can do is you're going to be able to right-click on that, and you're going to be able to do an error message search right from inside Visual Studio. Instead of having to copy and paste the error message out of Visual Studio, going and putting it in the browser, searching for that error message to try and see, hey, what does this error message mean and how do I fix it? So basically get Visual Studio to do that search for you. So how do I do that? I just right-click on the error message, and there's an option called Bing Contextual Search. And that will do a search for your error message using the programming language of this project on the web. It'll take a couple of seconds to complete the search, and then it basically comes up, and there you go. You can see it's going off and trying to help me find things on Stack Overflow, MSDN, etc., the C-Sharp Corner website, explaining why you're getting this error message, and hopefully something that helps you figure out how to fix it. So that's how it works. Really clever little tool for finding code snippets, help with APIs and some neat stuff like that. There is another feature as well I should show you. If I'm doing my command, once I've got my command and maybe I want to do my execute reader, what you'll notice here is if I pick, for example, execute reader and you can't remember the syntax for that, you don't have to do the full search. Your IntelliSense, when you're searching for individual method calls, will automatically bring up code samples. So this is the usual help we would get back before Developer Assistant, just describing the parameters. But now we also get this code sample. And this will read from places like MSDN, from places like CodeProject, and it will also give me code samples. Here's an example using Execute Reader that I can copy and paste into my code as well. So I have three ways of finding code samples. From my IntelliSense, when I look at a particular method, I may have code snippets popping up, which I can just copy and paste. Or I can also use the I can use the Control-Shift-F1, the how do I to do a search, or I can go up to the toolbar and type in a search under my code samples. Plus, we have that awesome advantage that we can now easily search for error messages by just right-clicking on error message and picking Bing Contextual Search. Now, bear with me for a minute. I just want to hop over to Visual Studio 2015 because there's one thing that's a little bit different in 2015. You still have all those same features in 2015, though I've had some trouble with the method IntelliSense bringing it up, but you can absolutely still go up to code samples and say, I want to write to a file, and it'll go off and find you samples on how you write to a file that you can copy and paste, so you can still find all these great examples using the code samples. You can still start typing something like SQL connection, and you can bring up the how do I window and say SQL connection open best practices, or you know, just search for SQL connection open and find examples. So this works in 2015, just like 2013, but I have had problems getting the IntelliSense feature to work in 2015. Hopefully that'll be working for you or will be fixed soon. One thing I do like better in 2015, though, is if you get an error message, a compiler in Visual Studio 2015, you'll notice the display's a little bit different. Specifically, what you'll notice is that there is a code that appears, and it's a hyperlink. So when you have an error message in Visual Studio 2015, you don't necessarily need that contextual search quite as much because you can literally just click on that error code and off it'll go to the web and do a search for you on that particular error message. So you've got some alternatives with Visual Studio 2015 for searching on error messages. So that's the Developer Assistant extension. Great add-in for people who love finding good code samples. In Visual Studio 2012, 2013, and 2015. Have fun with it, and happy coding.